Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos and Atlas, and remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Marlins, they've lost two in a row now. The Reds beat them 6-0. They head to Baltimore for a three-game series beginning at 7 o'clock today. The Panthers have re-signed rookie Mackie Santamaskevich. That's a league minimum, $775,000. Panthers are over the salary cap, though, so we'll see if Bill Zito can work some more magic. Inter Miami back in action. They are taking on Nashville SC tomorrow, 7:30 at Chase Stadium, and the Heat open Vegas Summer League today at 4:30 versus the Hawks. Jalen Ramsey will wear number 5 for the Steelers. He wore number 20 with the Jags and the Rams, but he has transitioned to 5 with the Dolphins and now, of course, with the Steelers. On to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. It's going to be hot. It's going to be overcast. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM.
Yeah, welcome back in on this Football Friday. Dan says it's going to be hot and overcast. What else is new out here? A little rain in the forecast today, too. I think there's a little rain out there.
I'm trying not to give weather, to be honest with you. I keep forgetting.
I know. All right, here. I got to get to Omar's little dating story here in a second. I did mention this, and for our college basketball fans out there, the committee met Omar, and no decision was reached here.
Oh, good,
the NCAA
good.
Men's and Women's Basketball Committees, they finished meeting this week, did not come to a decision or make a recommendation on tournament expansion. All options remain on the table, and discussions are continuing.
Man, Danny, is there going to be a day where every single Division I team just plays in a huge tournament?
Well, like, I was going to ask you, dude, how many teams there are?
There is 72?
How many Division I basketball teams are eligible?
Oh, 214, something like that.
365.
Huge
Division
tournament.
I basketball programs in the United States. They are spread across 49 states, with Alaska being the only state without a D1 program.
Oh, really?
According to Google AI.
Wow.
Why don't we just let them all in? Why don't we just let everyone in?
That's what I mean. Just have a huge tournament.
Yeah, just keep, keep. Hey, college football is the same way. Like, who knows in 5 years, 10 years, who knows how many teams are going to be getting in
top 25
playoff? It's just the greed in sports is unlike anywhere else, right? I mean, these leagues, the NFL is the worst, right? And Omar, you cover the NFL. The greed in the NFL is so outrageous. Like, they have to conquer every country, right? I mean, there's just no.
Whether people care or not.
No place they won't go. Yeah.
It's, Indonesia. Let's play a game. Let's go.
It really
Hold on, wait,
is
wait, wait,
amazing.
Wait, wait. They're not there yet, but they are talking about expanding to Europe. And this is something that they've talked about for more than a decade.
Who's
so,
this?
But the NFL.
You mean like actually having a team there?
Roger Goodell, all those people.
Did you know that they haven't sold the TV rights in Europe yet? Like, did you know that? The NFL hasn't – think about that. That's like $1 billion just sitting on the table. You haven't sold the TV rights to European franchises.
Yeah, they're busy. They're busy fleecing the fans here, Omar, to look, I think the NFL's greed is second to none.
Absolutely.
They just keep – the highest bidding – TV rights person, and whether it's a streaming service, a pay-per-view service, whatever it is. And I know Florio's big on this too. Florio was like, this might go to a pay-per-view thing someday. He goes, the Super Bowl might be a pay-per-view event. And it's like, I just, and the thing that sucks about it too is, like, you can say, oh, you know what, screw the NFL, I'm not gonna watch anymore, I'm not gonna pay all this monthly money to shell out for all these services. But they know you're going to. They know that no matter what they do, you are going to pay. So they kind of have you by the basketballs here, because they know that there is no chance that people are not going to pay for the product that that they put out. Omar, I do want to get to this story here. You told us you had a dating story. So this is a good day to do it here, Omar, on this Football Friday. Go ahead, man. The floor is yours.
Let me set this up by saying this is my second act of life, which is my first divorce.
Okay.
Afterwards, probably one of the very first dates that I was on. Obviously, it was a dating app. I think it was might have been Bumble because the young lady was a little bit more aggressive than most.
Bumble, huh?
Yeah, Bumble. That's where the woman has to engage the gentleman. She's in town on vacation. An Indian young Indian lady, attractive, and she's in town on vacation. She comes to Miami regularly on business, so I entertain it, and we meet up at 112. We're having dinner. This is probably my first time ever eating at Prime 112.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having dinner, just a casual conversation. And guess who just walks up to the table? It's Zach Thomas. And he's like, "Hey, Omar, long time no see," because I used to cover him back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me he's a big fan of my work. I wanted to keep that part out, but I didn't.
Whatever you got to do, man.
A big fan of my work, and like, you know, and I'm like, and we were just talking, chit chatting, and then he goes about his business and goes back to his table. Mm-hmm. But because Zach Thomas comes up to you, everybody in the restaurant is like looking at it like, who the heck is this guy that's coming up to Zach Thomas? They have to know. And so we get that type of attention. The Prime 112 gives us extra food. And it's quite impressive to the young lady. One, she doesn't know who Zach Thomas is, so that really didn't even matter to her. But the fact that we got extra food that I didn't have to end up paying for helped me seal the deal. Helped me seal the deal that night. So I'm always appreciative to Zach Thomas.
So it's a story with a good ending then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Story with a very good ending. And I eventually went up. It wasn't just a one-time thing. I went up and saw her. She came back again to Miami. You know, we entertained one another. And then I went up to New York on a business trip. And we entertained one another then as well. Ended badly, but as they generally all do. But, yeah.
Sorry to hear that. I thought the story was going to have a happy ending. I didn't realize we were going down.
Yeah, that was a weird story. Yeah,
I thought
that
was going to have a happy ending. I'm sorry.
It always gets to a point where especially when it's multiple occasions of entertaining each other.
That right.
They want more than you're willing to offer.
Well, spring break is over, dude. You had spring break and then you took it too far, man. You got to just kind of roll with the spring break.
Are you still using the app?
Of course. Of course. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Omar doesn't want to answer.
I mean, the only reason I'm not using the app is
you're laughing. I see Omar. Are you not want to admit that you're using the app?
There's no role using the apps.
I'm there. I'm there. I'm not swiping. I'm just interested. I'm just seeing what comes my way.
Yeah, right. Which is the one
where the guy swipes? That's Tinder, right?
No, but yeah, Tinder's no good.
All of them. All of them. The guy swipes.
No, but Bumble, the woman has to reach out to you. Yeah. Danny, you've never even been on the apps, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I've never been on a dating app. And I hope to never be, to be quite honest.
I mean, yeah.
I just don't think it would go well.
Didn't you meet your girl before texting existed?
I think there was texting, but it was like, you know, 25 cents a message.
Yeah, you had to pay for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I had
can you imagine what
really
life would
amazing.
Be like?
But first
can
of all,
can you imagine what life would be like now if you were paying 25 cents a message?
I would in a heartbeat go back to the no phone era.
Yeah, I would
or
too.
At least the phone era where it was like all your phone did was make a call. You know? Like
technically what can't your phone do right now? Like that would be even a better question.
It does everything. Tell me, and you're on it all day long and it's hard to put down. And now my kids, you know, because that's the generation, right? And kids love the phones, they love the iPads. They're on all that stuff, but I would kill to go back to that generation where it's like, you know, the phone, the most advanced thing on the phone was that snake game. Remember the snake game? That game
how
was awesome,
know
by
how to
the
play
way.
Snake game?
That game ruled.
How many people know how to play snake game?
It was pretty entertaining.
Like, they should, someone should re-release that for the iPhone. But that game was awesome, man. You had a little stupid snake running around, and it goes and eats the little dot, and you got to make sure the snake doesn't touch another part of the snake. I love that game. But that was a better era, man, with the phones. You weren't like stuck on the thing at all time. My first phone was actually a prepaid wireless phone where you had to buy a little card. You remember those? The track phones?
Were you selling drugs?
Yeah, we had to buy but this is how they were then. So like you bought the little phone and then you bought a card and it gave you like 30 minutes on the phone, and it was like a little prepaid thing. So I don't know, man. Those are fun times. I do miss the snake game on the phone there.
I remember this was back in the day. I was in college, back when we had beepers. I came back to college.
I had a beeper too. That was really stupid.
I came back to college for my second. That's how you knew people need to find you. They beeped you.
Bro, I had a beeper. I don't think I got one call on that thing ever.
Hey, man, if your mom need to find you, she need to let you know where to call, okay? I went back to college my second semester in college. This is 1996, and this is how long that they wanted the world hooked on cell phones.
That was right around what year was Andrew? Andrew was 93, right?
No, Andrew was 93.
93. Mm-hmm. So
92, 93, something like that.
So yeah. The reason I'm using that as a landmark is because I remember right after Andrew, we went to Circuit City. So there was a Circuit City over there by Dadeland. And if anyone remembers that little, there's like a little shopping center near Dadeland, and there's a Circuit City in there. And the phone that we bought, I mean, this thing was like, it was the stupidest looking thing. It was the size of a brick.
The old Zach Morris phone from Saved by the Bell.
It was so expensive. It was so expensive. And whatever ridiculous plan they put on that thing was even more expensive.
Yeah. So back when I was in college, I went back to the beeper place to reactivate my beeper because I turned it off for the summer to do my internship. And the beeper and reinstalling my beeper, it was cheaper to buy a phone and have a service plan than to reinstall my beeper and play monthly activities. That's how much they wanted college kids hooked on cell phones at that time. And then from there, it just took off, and now it's attached to us. But I've actually gotten to the point where I can actually put my phone down and not pay it attention.
I'm trying to get to that point. So you're at college,
that point in the afternoon. You check out in the afternoon.
I was in college, the iPhone came out, and it was obviously a very big deal. By the way, had I have known, you know what those things, if you have a sealed original iPhone, they're selling for like, I don't know, tens of thousands, six figures. They're like it's a very collectible item. I wish I would have known that at the time. But the iPhone came out, and that was also the era that like Facebook came out. Facebook came out when I was a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be a network of only your college friends, and you could kind of.
It was sold originally as an online yearbook. That's what people told me. I was like, oh, I guess I'll join. And then
I haven't used Facebook in, I don't know, 10 years.
You should check mine.
Facebook's for your mom and dad.
Stop.
It really is, man. I'm sure a lot of people are still using it out there, but, and I guess LinkedIn is very similar. I do have a LinkedIn account.
So you guys, can I send you a MySpace message?
Yeah.
It's probably still up too. You could probably type in MySpace and it's probably still up there.
This guy says, rule must be relevant. Rule must be turn off the phone at least 1 hour, live free. I will tell you, like, at least I am able to turn the phone off completely during like a show or like a concert or whatever. Like, we went to that show, Dan, I was telling you, that show at the Sphere.
Ooh.
And the guy directly next to me, he filmed the entire show.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
Now, I liked it because after the show, I was like, hey, man, what are you doing with that video?
Can you send it to me?
And he was like, oh, I'm going to post it on YouTube. I said, okay, you mind texting me the link? I gave the guy my number. He texted me the link. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You got to enjoy the show and get the
video. It's amazing. Like, you see videos of concerts now, and all you see are phones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are people doing with these videos? Like, I guess they're posting them to YouTube.
Posting them and sharing
stuff,
them. Like, I just went to the Essence concert in New Orleans. I would not advise it to anybody.
It's the worst ever, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was not a great experience.
Essence Fest,
Essence Fest. But I was curious, so I went.
Omar, you had to be fearing for your life just constantly while you were there. No,
by the way, really quick before you get back to that, Andrew, was August 24th, 1992.
Yeah, I thought it was 92. Yeah.
92.
We all lived through it because you were here in South Florida.
I lived in Kendall during Andrew, and it was a disaster, obviously.
Oh, it had to have been, absolutely.
We had to move to Broward for like a year.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
I don't have to agree. So that was not in the – there were, as far as I can remember, I don't believe there were like any impact windows or doors you know, any of that
kind
of
– It leveled everything.
Yeah, because I remember being in Andrew, and I was actually talking to some of the guys at Loctite, and I remember being – in Andrew, and my parents had all brought us into their bedroom, my brother and I, and a tree went smashing through the window. It was that was rough, man. That was quite a hurricane. Hopefully we won't get another one of those, Omar, but
Andrew was absolutely terrible. I was in Louisiana at the time. We got the second half of it, which was not as bad as
I didn't even know anyone else got more of that. Kept rolling.
Mean, it just absolutely tore through Florida, and then it came to Louisiana. It was bad, but nowhere near full strength that it hit. But the way Andrew hit here,
I won't stick around for another one of those, though.
You won't?
I don't know. No,
you're going north?
Hurricane's coming. I'm gone, man.
You're gone?
I'm long gone. I won't sit through another one of those.
Your house is a fortress, bro. You've been sitting through a lot of hurricanes. We sat through Katrina. Katrina,
I don't care
was pretty...
if I have an underground bunker. I'm not sticking around for that, man. I'm gone. If another hurricane comes, I'm long gone.
Bro, hurricanes come all the time. You're still here.
All the time. I've lived here for 7 years. We haven't been hit by a hurricane yet.
We have not.
Yes,
been.
We were.
No,
oh,
the last
go ahead, break
one that
it down.
Game was not that bad. There was a lot of flooding and stuff, but I did leave for that one. It was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. I got out of town.
Danny, the note of anything halfway dicey, you're like, I'm out. Go
Once
on.
You sit through Andrew, you're either like really brave or you're really traumatized, and I was a little too young at the time, so like I don't want to be around. If a Cat 5 is heading towards us, I'm gone. Out, man. I'm gone. Category one is where I draw the line.
Anything that's dicey, you're out. Go on.
Yeah. All right. We have some texts coming in here this morning. I want to get to. Someone said going to see Ghost on Sunday. No phones allowed. We had a few people tell us that's the show at the Kaseya Center.
Yes.
Right? I have also been to shows, and my wife hates this. Like comedy shows where they take your phone.
Oh yeah, right. Absolutely.
And they put it in a neoprene bag, and they like seal it, like where you like really can't open it.
You can't see Chappelle any other way.
Yeah, and if you do open it, they catch you with a phone. They will throw you out of the show, no questions asked.
But that's weird. You have kids and stuff.
It drives her nuts because the kids are at home, and this is like when the kids were like really. I mean, they were younger. And so we got a babysitter at home, and, you know, she's like, oh, my God, I got to put the phone away for the next 2 hours. Like, she just wants to be able to be reached if, you know, something's going on. But I get that. I like that. I do like that experience where you totally put the phone away and you're able to, like, actually focus on what's going on.
When you go to a comedy club, like when you go to the improvs, nobody's got their phone out.
Well, I would think it's not allowed, right?
No, it's not allowed. No. And that's just understood in comedy. Like, yeah, Chappelle was one of the first to ever do it, where you go to a Chappelle concert, phones are gone. And he created a device or he was the first to use a device that pretty much locked up your phone. So
Chappelle might have been the first show I saw post-COVID, Omar. And so Chappelle was at the Hard Rock. And I remember going to that show. We had to go in the morning to the Hard Rock. And in one of the ballrooms, they were COVID testing every single person that had a ticket. So you had to go in the morning, do that. And remember Chappelle would hand out those Chappelle masks at his shows?
You got a Chappelle mask? You probably sold it, knowing you.
I said this the other day, Omar. I've never sold anything. I have the masks at home. I maybe would have even given you one. But now you've taken a shot. I might have to sell it to you. just in case you ever need a mask anyway, if you ever have another pandemic or something.
Bro, a Chappelle mask, that's worth money. I know you've looked up how much it's worth.
To be honest, I'm guessing a lot of people have those, so I don't know, but that was like the first show we went to post-COVID. But yeah, they've locked up the phones at all those comedy shows that I've been to. Speaking of that, did you see Sandler's coming back to a Kaseya Center?
No, I did not.
Start saving your money.
It is expensive.
Dude, tickets it have is. To be. Dude, Danny, you told me you're going to Coldplay. I was looking at online yesterday.
Yes, they are not cheap.
They said the cheapest ticket was $229 before fees.
I'm in at face value. And
$229?
Now I am not allowed to sell the tickets. I've been forbidden from selling the tickets. Nope. So we're going.
Dude, Sandler's got to be $200.
We spent a lot of money to see Sandler last time he was here. And Sandler is like, you know how I feel about Adam Sandler, Omar.
I do know, which is why we got to get on Odyssey to bring Sandler to the radio station, because you have to meet Sandler.
Ooh. I've met every athlete ever. My goal though is to meet Adam Sandler.
That's pretty solid.
Like for like 5 minutes.
Adam Sandler. I've been with you a long time. Adam Sandler and Justin Timberlake.
Yes, and those, did you see? By the way, speaking of music and the Justins, did you see? I think Bieber has an album that came out overnight.
Bieber's got a
Damn.
New. Yep,
I think so.
I'm getting confirmation from Jamie. There is a new Bieber album.
Bieber is one of my favorites too.
Really?
On Clips Day, the Clips came out with an album.
Clips are coming to town too. So you got no malice in
Hopefully
Pusha
it's not on the same day Bieber comes to town. Omar,
Danny is number one. Adam Sandler though.
Oh, by far. Yeah,
I mean, so Adam Sandler.
I got
a cool
an email
dude.
Yesterday. So you know, Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out. Subway's going to have these, like promotional cups. Yeah. For the movie, and I'm gonna go over there just to buy the cups.
Dude, Sandler's out there like hooping it up in the hood, like wearing all like baggy pants and dressed like he's from 1990, and just like the coolest dude in the world, man. Like I would just like to talk to Adam Sandler. Like honestly, like if you would just hang with Adam Sandler for 5 minutes, just imagine how cool that would be.
That would be very, very big for me, Dan. That would be a life-changing experience.
And you probably have more in common with Adam Sandler than I do. So you...
Well, with the exception of the fact that like he's worth, I don't know, what is he worth? $500 million probably. I mean, he's got to be right up there with some of the highest paid actors we got going, right? But anyway, we'll get back into sports, Omar, because I know people sometimes get upset when we derail like this. We do have some texts coming in. This is funny, by the way. This guy says, I feel sad for Seattle pitcher Brian Woo. He did have a no-hitter going to the eighth, and then the Yankees, I think it was 5-0, and the Yankees came back and won. They ended
true
up
story.
Beating those guys. This guy says, Hollywood, if you hang in Boca to Coral Springs radius, you'll eventually see Sandler's mom lives in the area. I have heard that. I don't know if anyone sees him.
No.
Like my Twitter account is at DannyWQAM.
He will do anything to beat Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Send me a message if you can.
Don't hang. He's not showing up.
I just like I've met like all the athletes that I've met, like it's great, but like and I met one of the actors that I was really excited about meeting ended up not being particularly nice to me or anyone here, was Jeremy Piven. Were you there when he came by?
You don't want to meet Jeremy Piven. He's
I
bad,
stayed
man.
Hours after our show to Story, meet him.
Stories about him are terrible.
It didn't
go
well.
Who's that guy?
Jeremy Piven.
Ari Gold from Entourage.
Now, oh, okay, yeah. I'm about to say, you know who he
that
is.
That was when I met him. I actually did a phone interview with him later on.
He's cool. He's cool.
Months later, and he was really nice about it. He really was. He was very nice about it. But the in-person meeting... didn't go as well. The picture's actually kind of funny. You could see I'm incredibly happy in the picture, and he's
incredibly annoyed.
Well, the thing is this about Jeremy Piven.
He wasn't in.
He's a partier like I am. The only thing is, when I party, I have a good time. When he parties, he kind of gets a little more...
I don't know anything about the guy, except that I'm a big fan of... He's an old school, and he's, of course, an Entourage. Entourage is an all-time favorite.
One of the greatest acting jobs ever, by the way, too.
It really is. It really is. All right, we got to take a pause. Chris Perkins, for all of our Dolphin fans out there, we are going to get back to that. Chris Perkins will join us at 8 o'clock here this morning. And Omar, we'll get into some of the Dolphin stuff with Perk and Mike Florio on this Football Friday. We'll see what Mike Florio has to say. I got to tell you, Omar, I don't know that I've been looking forward to an interview this long for in a while here. Like, I really want to hear what Mike Florio has to say about the Dolphins this week.
Interesting. Like, we'll see.
He's been really, really down on them. So we'll see what Florio has to say. You can also text us 305-567-0560. We'll be back in a moment on QAM. back in here.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Here on QAM, as we roll on here on this Friday morning, Hollywood Omar, Kelly, Dan Day along here with you. Boy, Omar, this Najee Harris story, what a mess. It is amazing to me that guys just still have this happen. And I know that, you know, people mess around with fireworks on July 4th. And fortunately for Najee Harris, I guess he's going to be okay. He's going to be ready to go. But man, oh man, you imagine being an athlete that level and, you know, you got a team count on you. They said the Chargers haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since Melvin Gordon 30 years ago.
Stop it.
No, that's the last one.
I know, but it's not 30 years
ago. It can't be
30,
though.
I know, it's 2017. It does feel like 30 years ago. Yeah. It's in NFL years it is, but that was kind of amazing. True. I didn't realize. I mean, that's a long time, though, to go without a 1,000-yard rusher.
They had a productive run game last year. I'm going to look it up right now in terms of, I believe, I can't remember who their back was.
But who was the Dolphins last 1,000?
8 years since it happened. Melvin Gordon ran for 1,100 yards.
J.K. Dobbins had 905 rushing yards.
Who was the Dolphins' last 1,000-yard rusher? I know that
Raheem, that sounds like an Omar question.
Raheem Mostert had a ton of touchdowns, yeah, but I don't know if that was a ton of rushing.
No. He had 1,000 yards.
He did. Oh yeah, that's right. He got right above 1,000 and he got hurt. I remember talking to him in the locker room, and he just looked like he got like 1,005 yards. Yep, that's right. Okay, so good.
So
he got 1,012 yards.
Yeah.
And actually did it injured.
Yeah, because I remember interviewing him. You and I were actually right next to each other as we interviewed him. He looked so just disposed. He was like, oh, God.
Yeah, man.
He still got like four games in the season. He was just like, no, man.
So, so Najee Harris, I mean, he will be good to go. But, you know, I mean, I go back to the Jason Pierre-Paul thing, and that was so sad when that happened. I caught the tail end of his career when I was in school, and it just sad to see that happen, man. He's a good guy. And you hate to see stuff like that happen, and the Najee Harris thing. It's just sad. Firework mishap, and people got hurt, and he got hit, I guess, in the eye, Omar. And hopefully, you know, again, the story says he's going to be good to go for training camp and should be okay, but
these are
scary stories. Oh, my God, I stay so far away.
I am nowhere near fireworks.
I told you guys, I couldn't believe the stuff people were setting off on the beach, and these are just, like, people that are lighting these things on fire and running. It's not something I have the guts to do. I stay far back, man. I watched, they had the ones in Hollywood, the professional ones on Hollywood Beach, watch those. Always watch the ones at Disney. The Marlins do very, very good fireworks, by the way. But, I stay far, far away from those things. But the Marlins came up short last night as they their wild card hopes, Dan. We need them to stay around here with this wild card thing here. The All-Star break is coming up. Post All-Star break, this is going to be big in my household. The Marlins are doing a Pokemon thing here. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pokemon, if you care or not, but this is Pokemon might be the most popular of all the collecting things going on at the moment. We talked about the stabbing the other day in California. There was a stabbing over Pokemon. Were you there for that one, Omar?
No.
Someone cut the line. Sure. There was a Pokemon release or something, and somebody cut the line, and they got sliced up. Got carved up. You don't cut the line.
Shanked.
Yeah, you don't cut.
Yeah, it's called shanked.
By the way,
in the prison.
Yeah, that's a stabbable offense. Cutting the line for Pokemon cards, a stabbable offense, right?
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of money on the line, right?
There is.
I'm not sure there's any line that I would stab you for if you jumped me.
There's got to be something you're passionate about, Omar, something that you would be willing to stab for.
Nah.
No?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever slept outside of an establishment for a product?
Yeah, I believe when I was in college, I slept outside for tickets to maybe FSU game or something like that. I believe I've been part of that life.
Hollywood, you've slept outside for something, haven't you?
I have, Dan. I'm not proud of this, but when I was in high school, I told you about the other day, like Linkin Park was playing at the Palm Beach, Financial Amphitheater. And Best Buy was running some promotion or something or other. And they were like the first, you know, however many people will get a pair of tickets to see Linkin Park. And so we went out there with the tent, the whole deal. We were the only people that did it. we could have showed up late that morning when the store opened and we would have been fine. I don't know if this
But you got the tickets, right?
Oh, yeah, we got the tickets.
And you also got to see Linkin Park with Chester Bennington, which you will never get to see again.
Yes, that would be very difficult to see that these days. I saw them twice, actually, lucky enough. I saw them at the whatever the Panther Arena was called at that time. I saw them there, and I saw them at the West Palm Amphitheater. I've also, I don't know if this, like sleeping, I don't know if I would say sleeping outside, but I've gone to many midnight game releases in my college days. Like when the college football game would come out, you know, we would have to be at the store at midnight to get the games. Can't wait till the morning.
That was part of album culture back in the day. Tupac, Machiavelli, yeah. All Eyes on Me. I could even remember Lil' Kim's Hardcore. I remember albums that we were out in the store. See, this young generation doesn't remember that. You had to be at the album the Monday night at midnight to if you actually wanted to get it. Sneakers too. You gotta be first at the store, so you gotta wake up at you got to get it to the store, to the mall at 6 o'clock if you want to get the sneakers when the mall opens at 10.
Now, yeah. Not that I don't mind, you know, Apple Music or whatever, you know, to listen to all my music, but I do miss the days of showing up at, you know, Circuit City or Best Buy and, you know, you buy the CD. You remember it used to be like $10 the week it would come out. They'd put it on sale.
$11.99.
Yes. You go over there, you buy the CD. And the other thing too, Omar, you used to listen to those things like every track you'd listen to because you paid for it.
I still do that. I still do that right now.
I can't remember the last time I made it through a full album. And I don't know if it's short attention span or what it is.
I am still a full album guy. I'm literally listening to the Clips album. The Clips album came out at midnight. I didn't listen to it at midnight because I was being responsible and went to bed for the Joe Rose show, which requires a 6 a.m.
Oh, the new one. The new one.
Yes, the new Clips album, Let God Sort of, it just came out, and I'm listening to it right now. And I will go track by track by track. I'm still an album guy.
So I guess, do we have confirmation? Jamie's a Bieber fan in there, too. Did the Bieber album come out overnight? Is that accurate? Not that anyone probably cares who's listening to this show, but yes, it did. Bieber's new album is called Swag.
Is it good, Jamie, though? Is it good?
Well, it came out overnight, so I'm guessing he hasn't heard it yet.
Jamie looks tired today. He's been listening.
So Grown Up Bieber, it's got the little parental advisory sticker on it.
No!
It's got the parental advisory sticker. My parents used to not let me buy a CD if it had the parental advisory sticker on it. So we would when we would go to the CD store, we would either try to stick the price tag over the parental advisory sticker to try to, like, you know, fool them into letting me get it. Or some of them actually had a sticker and you could just peel it right off, but then they started, like, you know, it was like part of the cover of the album. Yeah.
What is this Bieber like? What have you listened to the Bieber?
I have not. I'm actually not a huge Bieber guy, but I have a buddy that is a huge Justin Bieber fan. So yesterday our group chat was going and he said,
"Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world?" Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
A new Bieber album, he was fired up about it, so that's why like when you guys brought it up, I confirmed. Yeah, it came out last night.
So Bieber.
Wait, there's a group chat about Bieber.
Yeah, it's not a Bieber group chat. It's like a Miami sports group chat.
I actually told my group chat about the album yesterday. It did not get much response. We saw Bieber when my wife was pregnant with my first kid. That was the we went to a concert and saw him.
You went to a Bieber concert?
It was great, man. It was at the Heat Arena.
He's gone to like Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
I have not. My wife hates me to this day because she was supposed to see Britney Spears, and so I had two. We had tickets to see Britney Spears. One time I ended up selling them, and then the second time we had the tickets and she was going to go and everything, and Britney Spears had her like one of her breakdowns,
meltdowns.
And
yeah,
so the show ended up getting.
Danny, you're sitting here telling me Blink 182, Offspring, Newfound Glory, and then you're like, yeah, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
This is funny. This guy says a texter here. I remember going to Specs. Remember Specs?
Yeah.
CD store. Loved that place. And then Virgin Megastore at Sunset Place. So we were walking around Sunset Place. By the way, if you haven't been to Sunset Place recently, it's like Ghost Town USA. I mean, there's nothing left of that place. They used to, like, when that mall opened, I don't know if you remember, Dan, you weren't here, obviously.
There was
when
a Dan
that
Marino
mall
restaurant
opened, there was a Dan Marino restaurant, but there was, if you went that, like, that far back area, there was that Nike Town, which was like a groundbreaking store. That was like the coolest store ever. And right next to it was a Virgin Megastore. So they were like the two coolest stores ever. And they're obviously both gone, and there's like nothing that replaced them.
No. There's a movie theater, and then there's like a kids' play zone, like a GameWorks.
There is a kids' play zone. GameWorks is still there, or Game Time is still there. Which, nice, really nice place. We love going there. But the mall in, you know, the rest of the mall has just not recovered. Not that, I don't know how many malls are flourishing.
What's the video game store from that Funny Money movie that everybody talked about? Do you remember that?
No.
Game Zone or whatever?
No, it's an arcade. It's not a
store. Oh, it's not one of the places.
This one's an actual arcade.
What's the movie with the guy that loved cats and he made the videos and all that stuff? Danny, you know.
What are you talking about, Dan?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Oh, man, I have no idea what you're talking about. FYI, I do remember that. Was it FYE? Not FYI, FYE,
that's
right? The CD store. Camelot. Another CD store. I miss those places, man.
I
got my start at Circuit City. Remember, I told you I worked in the computer department.
Dude.
But you always got your start at Circuit City in the CD department. You had to work your way up to the computer department.
No.
I want to be in the CD.
I was TVs and big screens, baby. I didn't start on the slums.
That's right, Omar. I remember you were a Circuit City alum too.
Really?
Yeah.
I throw up the CC, baby.
Did you get commission or was it just hourly?
No, absolutely.
Commission.
You were commission?
I was commissioned. Yeah.
I was hourly. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But I used to sell the hell out of those warranties, though, Omar.
Yeah,
You buy them now.
That is why I buy them now. I'm paying it forward now. Buying the warranties.
I actually debate it sometimes. And I had a tablet I bought for my daughter, and I swear to God, I will never buy a tablet again without a warranty. Because man, that thing, it just drives me crazy. I need to reset it or something. I don't know.
Well,
it's useless.
Yeah,
it's like a useless brick.
This guy says I can only imagine Omar selling a TV. Give me your pitch. This guy wants.
I was an honest commission salesman. I sold you what you wanted. I wouldn't sell you bad TVs because I knew what the bad TVs were. And I'd be like, I'd move you off the bad TVs, but I'm not going to upgrade you. Now, if you absolutely demand a Sony or a ProScan, be my guest. Give me the highest commission that you want that's possible there. But I did not. I sold you a good TV. I was such a good employee. And if you didn't need the performance guarantee, if you didn't need the extended warranty, I wouldn't sell it to you. I tell you it's there because I never knew who the secret shoppers were. I tell you about it.
Well, but here's the other thing now, and we have to get off to break here, but I'm in the market for a new TV because we moved into the house. I'm trying to get one of these larger TVs. Maybe I even want to go as high as 100 inches on this TV. I want to steal the game watching experiences from all my buddies here, and I want them all to come to my place.
80 will do, bro.
I gotta tell you, I go into Best Buy, and like you ask the person that works there, and we used to have to know about the stuff we were selling. Like they
No, they don't care about anything. No,
like I'm like, hey, you know, because it is complicated. Like all these different, there's the five model, the six model, the seven model, the eight, and they're all like very close in price.
And we had to know the differences.
And now you ask them at the store, and they walk over and they grab the little tag on the in front of the TV, and they're like, well, this one has this, and I'm like, I know, I can read. I'm like, I just, what do you recommend? What's the differences? And they just have no idea.
Because if you get
lucky enough to have someone come over to you while you're at one of these places.
Right. Yes.
I will tell you this, because you're my man. Go to Costco and get a TV, but don't get too big.
So I heard Costco gives the extended warranty for free, but I was reading some reviews about their installation service because they do give free mounting, and it looked like it was a horror show, but I don't know. If anyone has any TV recommendations, by the way, shoot those in if you don't mind, just, you know, kind of selfishly here this morning. Chris Perkins is going to join us in about 10 minutes. We'll be back in a moment on QAM. Get it to Friday. Joe will be back with us next week, so looking forward to that. In the meantime, we do have Omar Kelly here with us. Good morning, Omar. You sound like you're dying there in the background. Good morning. Dan is here with us. Dan is always here with us all day, Dan Day. Good morning to you as
well. I'm going to go to this Offspring concert tonight, man.
You thinking about making the trip out there?
I can't do that. I got work. I'll be mixing up with the ones and twos tonight.
You could probably get a direct flight from Miami to West Palm, and you can make it out there. That is a far drive, man. To get out there, but we're gonna go see the Offspring, Newfound Glory, and Jimmy World. How's that for a little blast from the past there?
No, Omar's fired up about that concert.
Omar's, I hear, has really good seats tonight. Is that true, Omar?
I don't even know who is that.
Stop that, Omar. You know, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
If we played the songs, you might know some of them. I don't know if it's really Omar's.
I gotta ask Danny. I've been meaning to ask you, favorite Offspring song.
Whew, Dan,
I'm gonna go get a job. Why don't you get a job?
I do like that one. The kids are all right. Another good one. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's like it's gonna be just like hit after hit. And I was reading the reviews of the show, and people were complaining that it was too short. It's okay with me. I'm all right with that. Like, get in, get out, get home. On our way. Yeah, it's true. We have a 3-hour drive home to get
who's watching the kids? I keep telling you, Uncle Omar's available.
Yeah, I'm available too, but I got full refrigerator privileges. You know,
that's we hit Costco pretty hard, Dan. So you might be in heaven at my place right now. People are sending in some TV recommendations, which I very much appreciate because I got to tell you,
LG baby,
it is like everyone's got an opinion on this, and it is a nightmare.
Yeah,
looking at these things because they are so similar. So like we're looking at like the really big one, like one of the 100-inch ones, and they have like these different brands that are like, you know, a little lower priced. And there's like this, there's the 5 model, the 6 model, the 7 model, the 8 model, and the 9. And they're like,
you're a smart
very,
consumer.
Very tricky so to tell I know the difference.
You're a smart consumer, so I know you're doing your reviews.
I am.
I will tell you, don't go ridiculously high. Don't go ridiculously big. Just make sure the sound system is right and stick to LG or Samsung. And I'm still in the I'm still in the television world. I can't tell you anything about laptops, but I can still tell you about television. Sound quality and LG, Samsung, and I would probably buy the extended warranty.
Someone said, talking Samsung, can't fail with the 8 model Samsung. Yeah. I know those, is it OLED or OLED? I don't even know what it is because the people at Best Buy don't know either. This is funny though. The guy goes, now you can watch our fins stink on a big screen. Yeah, we do this. I got some buddies that live in Broward and we do a Fins Fest every so often. And I'm trying to steal Fins Fest from them.
You have the new home, so you're naturally going to get it. Don't worry about impressing.
My one buddy's got the bachelor pad though, so like he usually ends up being able to host the event.
Yeah, but everybody wants to see your new home.
No women and children are invited to that one. So we usually do the bachelor pad sometimes. But
yeah, but you guys are in women and children age. You guys you're probably got one guy who isn't married. Like one,
he's the last one. Like, he's against marriage. We're working on him though, Omar. We're gonna work on Perk, another guy who might be against it. We're gonna talk to Perk when we come back as we kick off the 8 o'clock hour on QAM.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.